Welcome to another edition of the Truth Business Network. My name is John DeSaunier. I am station manager here at 99.3 FM The Truth. And we are very glad you are on air or online listening to us. We invite you to tune in 24/7 at our frequency in Central Iowa at 99.3. But if you are traveling or have friends that you say, boy, it would be great for them to listen as well, tune in online. You can go to truthnetwork.com and track down KTIA, which is 99.3 FM's call letters, and listen to us online. In studio with me is my friend and regular co-host, Joel Smith. Good morning, Joel.
Hey, John. How are you doing today?
I am doing well and glad you are here also. And across the table from us, making sure everything runs smoothly, is our production manager, Ron Carlson. Our guest today is not in studio. We are privileged to have Jen Jones in the conversation by phone. And so we will introduce Jen. Good morning, Jen. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing great.
Very good. Well, we're going to do our best over the next 45 minutes or so to keep you that way. That's part of our task. But Truth Business Network is a weekly radio program. It airs at 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. on 99.3 FM here in Central Iowa, and you can stream that online as well. We also have our Truth Business Network gathering every Wednesday in Urbandale at the Pizza Ranch on 86th and Plum. And we invite you, if you are in the Metro Des Moines area, to join us sometime between noon and 1 p.m. This coming week, actually, Joel, my co-host, is going to be leading a discussion on professionalism. And that sounds like it's going to be a very interesting conversation. And so if you are available between 12 and 1 in the metro area, join us at the Pizza Ranch at 86th and Plum. But today we want to talk to Jen, and hopefully by now you're saying, who is Jen? Why is she not here? And Jen, why don't you introduce yourself as far as who you are as a person, where you are, and what your business is?
Okay, I'd be glad to. My name, as John said, is Jen Jones, and I and my husband, Freddie, live in Anamosa over in eastern Iowa, and we have a coffee shop by the name of Mission Cup Coffee that just recently opened this year in Monticello. We are both followers of Christ, and it's because of that belief that we've been led into the venture that we are in with the coffee and with missions, which we will be discussing more. We have three children who are all grown, and we have two grandsons. And we travel to India once or twice a year to visit with a ministry there that we help support. And I'm just excited to be given the opportunity to talk about everything that God has been doing in our lives over the past few years through these things that He has us involved in.
Yeah, this is a wonderful blend. I saw recently someone posted, you know, don't say no pun intended, intend your puns. So we'll go ahead and just roll with a wonderful blend here of coffee and missions. You know, coffee is a staple at most churches in the United States anyway. And now your store has been open for just about a year. You're going really on celebrating 1 year anniversary here in September, aren't you?
Actually, we opened in January of this year.
Oh, was it January? Okay.
Yeah.
You were doing
yep.
construction, I know, in September.
Yes. Yeah, that was all still in process.
Okay. Okay. But you have had Mission Cup Coffee has not been just a coffee shop. You have been doing this for longer than that.
Yeah, we started doing the coffee in 2015 is when we started roasting. So it's been 4 years is how long we've been doing it.
Okay. And did you do the roasting in your own home? Did it just smell like wonderful coffee all the time 24/7, or how did that get started?
Well, it started out what had happened is I've I'm I'm 48 years old, and I have loved coffee for well over 30 years. And so in 2015, I was reading a blog article. I couldn't even tell you where it was. But this guy was talking about how he had taught himself to roast coffee with a popcorn popper and his grill. And I was completely blown away by that concept. I had no idea that was even possible to do.
I've got the visual already on that. It's got your Weber out there. You got the little red crank popcorn popper. And your kids are all excited that we're going to have popcorn. And it just, Mom, you burned it.
Exactly. So I got on Google and found out how to do it and started experimenting and started sharing it with friends and family. And there was some other things that were happening simultaneously on the missions front with my husband that would eventually converge. But so that started in the summer of 2015 with the grill and the popcorn popper. I eventually upgraded to a home roaster and set up space in my basement. It was a roaster that was smoke-free, which was good if you're doing it in your house, by the way.
Especially in your basement, I would imagine.
Definitely. And so we just grew from there. But every time our furnace would kick on, you could smell coffee, which was awesome. So, yeah, it always smelled good in there.
You just pumped it right into the ventilation system. That's great.
Well, I've heard there are certain smells that encourage... especially in retail. I was in retail for over 30 years, and a lot of times they would tell you things like cinnamon and vanilla were scents that would encourage people in the retail business. But I think coffee was also one of those. But you just pumped it all through your house.
Pretty much.
Wow.
Pretty much.
So you invited people over and sold them things.
Yeah, we started giving them samples out at our church to, you know, coffee drinkers. We started serving it at the church we were going to at the time. It was probably in August of 2015 that we decided to do something more with it. And that's when Mission Cup itself was born.
Okay. And you said that Freddie had been the one that kind of was on the mission side. So... You've got this love of coffee that becomes sort of a hobby of, hey, wouldn't this be wonderful to roast your own? And that way you can make your own version of whatever it is you're looking for. Where is it you get your beans from?
Right now I get them from two places. There is a coffee broker in Wisconsin by the name of Berman Coffee Traders.
Okay.
And so I get some of my green beans from them. And then also the roaster that we have in the shop, the company that I lease that from, they also sell the green beans. And that's Sono Fresco out of Oregon.
Okay.
And so they source the beans from all over the world. They have relationships with the farms, and then they source them and then sell them here in the U.S.
Okay. So general coffee brokers, you know, or traditional coffee brokers as far as the initial source of the beans...
Mm-hmm.
And then you bring them to your place there. So are you still roasting at home?
No. We have upgraded to a commercial roaster. It's a small one. It does about 2.5 pounds at a time. Before I was able to maybe do a pound an hour. Now I can do about 7 pounds an hour.
Ah.
So we do have the roaster set up in the shop.
Okay. Very good. So you're roasting coffee and Freddie's getting involved in missions. Tell us about that side of the story.
Sure. So in February of 2015, my husband had the opportunity to go to India with our pastor and a couple of other men. Our pastor at that time had a relationship with a ministry in India, southern India, specifically the state of Kerala. And my husband went. They were gone for about 10 days. And at that time, I thought he was crazy for going across the world. I was someone who didn't really like to even venture out to Walmart. So to think about going across the world on a mission trip was just out of my realm at that point. But he went and he came home, and God just had really ignited a fire in him for the nation of India, for the gospel work that was being done there, and for missions overall. And so while I wasn't on board with that piece of it, I was starting this coffee thing. And at that time, I didn't really see much of a connection other than maybe I could use the coffee to help people go. I could be a sender if I wasn't going to be a goer. So that's when we started Mission Cup, that's where my heart was at. I wanted to help people who wanted to go, but I had no interest in it myself.
Well, I think that is a wonderful part of the story. And for those of you who are just tuning in here, you are listening to the Truth Business Network here on 99.3. And Joel Smith and I are in studio, and on the phone with us today is Jen Jones from Eastern Iowa. She and her husband, Freddie, have a business called Mission Cup Coffee. And they have a small coffee shop in Monticello that is open. It's probably best to say it's open part-time. Is that a fair way of describing it?
Right. We're open Tuesday through Saturday, and we're open from 6 a.m. to 11 a.m.
Okay. We are talking with her about the story of how Mission Cup Coffee is formed. So you had a love for coffee, and was this Freddie's first time overseas?
On a mission trip, yes. He'd been in the Air Force, so he had traveled overseas before, but as far as missions, this was the first time for him.
Okay. And he was bitten by the bug when he went.
Yes, he was.
Yeah. But rather than having a conflict of your not sensing a call, I don't want to say disinterest, but it really was one of those, you know, people talk about missions and that's a great idea and that's as far as it goes with you.
Mm-hmm.
But Freddie is thrilled with the idea, passionate about what he sees. And so you two start the conversation that how can you partner together without any kind of conflict or confrontation there?
Exactly. And that's where we came to the conclusion that the Mission Cup, which is at that time what we called it, was the Mission Cup, would be a way of helping others go and supporting ministries overseas. So that's how we started. And then throughout the beginning, first half of 2016, through just different various people and just through scripture and different circumstances, God started just working in my heart for missions that I eventually came around to decide to go. In my mind, I thought, well, if I'm going to help people go, if I'm going to help support a ministry in India, I should at least go one time so I can speak about it intelligently at least. That was my mindset. And so it was at, like I said, about the beginning of 2016 is when the Lord really started laying that on my heart that I needed to go. And when I first told Freddie, you know, that I thought maybe the Lord was leading me in that direction to go with him the next time, he was ecstatic, to say the least.
Isn't it amazing how God orchestrates things before you even know what's going to happen?
It is. And, you know, looking back to the starting point of this, which was really his mission trip, that started first. It is amazing to me that when you look back and you see how God just works all of these things, seemingly unconnected or at least just working in unison, but he's working towards one goal all the time, which is taking his name and his glory to the nations, that people would come to know him in Christ. And so to see the path that he has taken us on in this, when I stop in the busyness of everything to really look back, it is just amazing. It's amazing.
Well, Jan, you and Freddie have done something pretty special. You know, it's not everyone can combine their work with their mission in a way that you have. And in fact, that idea is a little foreign, even in the Christian world a little bit, just combining your passion for business or your passion for work with a mission for Christ. And that's very commendable that what you're doing, it shows that you're obedient to something that was laid out before you.
Right. And you know, that's what we're called to do. And there has been so many times throughout this process that I have second-guessed things and wondered if this was the right thing. But one thing I'm constantly reminded of is that we're not responsible for the results of our obedience. We're responsible for the obedience.
Right.
God is the sovereign one, right? He knows the results of where he's taking everything, and we're simply called to obey what he lays on our heart. And that's not an easy thing to do.
If we were responsible for those results, we would come up way short, I'm sure.
Oh, definitely. So short.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, what you're doing is very admirable, but I also know just from firsthand experience, it's very difficult. You know, you're carrying the torch for Christ, and you're not hiding it under a lamp. You're putting it out there. People know what you're about, and that can be a little challenging in the secular world and in the marketplace. And so have you had any challenges with that you can tell us about that maybe you've overcome or worked past?
Really, I mean, as far as response from people, really haven't been any challenges there. I think the biggest challenge is always comes from my own self and wanting to do the right thing, but often getting distracted by the worldly part of the business.
Oh, great. We are speaking with Jen Jones, and we will continue this conversation on the backside of this radio program. Welcome back to the Truth Business Network radio program. I am Joel Smith. I'm with my co-host, John Desagne. And across the table here is Ron Carlson, our producer. And speaking over our phone line is our guest today, Jen Jones. And Jen is the owner, I guess co-owner, along with her husband, Freddie, of Missions Cup Coffee. And before the break, Jen, you had been talking a little bit or started talking about some of the challenges that you had getting this this mission and your business kind of working together and getting it started. So I'd like to give you a minute to keep speaking about that.
Okay, great. As I mentioned earlier, you know, you'd asked if we having an openly Christian business has caused us any issues or any difficulties along the way. And in reality, most of the difficulties or obstacles we've come across have come in my own heart of always second guessing or questioning myself, and trying to keep control of things that I didn't have any control over. Specifically, before we even decided for sure that we were opening the shop, there were several times where I would verbalize the idea to my husband. The great thing about my husband and I is he's the gas and I'm the brakes. So he's always, let's do this, and I'm always thinking of the million things that we have to do to get to that point.
Can you imagine a car without gas or without
exactly.
brakes?
Exactly. It works. It really does work. So I would verbalize my, you know, kind of the vision of things that I was feeling and God was laying on my heart, and my husband would be ready to move forward, and then I would put on those brakes and I would chicken out. So when I finally got to the point of doing that, to deciding that yeah, this is really where I feel God wants us to do. He wants us to do this. And so I sat down with my husband over supper and I said, this is what I think we need to do. And he just looked at me and he said, then we're doing it. There's no turning back. You're going to move forward with this. So it's always that second guessing ourselves, second guessing God is really what we're doing, right? And just constantly reminding that if we're doing what he has put in front of us, then that's the only thing that we're responsible for is that obedience. So just learning that lesson over and over again
You know, as you're talking about that, Jen, I'm thinking of the story of Gideon second-guessing God when God is the one who calls him, sends him forward, and yet how gracious and merciful God is when Gideon says, can you give me a fleece? Yes, I can give you a fleece. Okay, can we do the fleece backwards now? Yes, you can do the fleece backwards now. And even by the third time, he says, okay, you're still kind of scared, aren't you? Okay, sneak down into the camp, listen to what the enemy is saying, understand that this is really going to go the way I promised. You know, and so even though sometimes I think we beat ourselves up and say, oh, I've second guessed. Why didn't I move forward? Mm-hmm. God is so gracious in saying, you know, how many more times do I need to say this? You know, or, you know, giving us our own Freddies in life to say, okay, we're doing it and pushing.
Right. Exactly. His grace. And that is just one of the most overwhelming things about this whole experience has been the grace that he's given, that even when we're dragging our feet and questioning, would you really want me to do this? Or in whatever scenario that is, whether it's going to India, opening a coffee shop, whatever that is that his grace is never ending. And that's the reminder that we always need, right? Is that his grace knows no end.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, you and I, I mentioned this off air. I think you and I met somewhere else, but I do remember spent a good amount of time. Shane Vanderhart, who used to have a program here on this station, Caffeinated Radio, also had a conference that he did several years called Caffeinated Thoughts. And of all things, you were the caffeine there. You had a table there. You didn't start off making your coffee available in the coffee shop specifically. You were going various places. You were at farmer's market, things like that. Where did you start? Where are you now?
Well, we started, like you said, here in Monticello. Where the shop is currently, they have a farmer's market on Wednesday evenings and Saturday mornings. And so I started off with just setting up a table, and I had some bags of coffee. And then it expanded to taking some made coffee with me and letting people sample it. And then, so that started in 2016. By 2018, we had a full spread of baked goods and pour-over coffees and cold brew coffee. So we were developing a customer base through the farmer's market. We also did a couple of little vendor shows, and then we did a couple of caffeinated thought briefings over the course of that time as well.
It sounds like you did it right. You started and you gained some credibility and then grew a little bit, gained some credibility, grow a little bit. That's the secret to business, yeah.
You know, the way that we have done this whole thing isn't, and I don't have a huge business mind or business experience, but we've done this whole thing in kind of an unconventional way. When we opened the shop, we didn't take out any loans. We didn't borrow money to, you know, open this big fancy coffee shop. We found this little hole in the wall shop, which up until a few days ago, people had trouble finding because it just blends in. But my husband worked extra hours, and we saved up some money over a short amount of time to just make a simple little shop because we wanted to support missions. We weren't in this to get rich. We weren't in this to prosper ourselves. We want to support missions. So why would we want to go into debt to do that? So, you know, working through the farmer's market, we learned a lot. Our name got out there. People started, you know, buying more coffee from us. And a lot of those same people, their faces are in the coffee shop every morning. So it's just been an amazing thing.
Well, Jen, it sounds like you're doing great. Do you have any thoughts or plans for expansion down the road? Is that part of your dream?
Oh, I can dream all day long. and I have learned through this process not to rule anything out. Our shop sits on an alley that has a window in the alley, and I have had countless people ask us about a drive-through. This is a town with nothing that has a drive-through. There's no restaurants, anything with a drive-through. We've talked about getting a coffee truck and going and doing different events.
I'm envisioning a tanker truck and you just pour coffee out. That's not what you're talking about, right?
No. Okay. No. Kind of like a food truck. You know, the food trucks that go to the auctions and the fairs and things like that, but it would just be coffee and baked goods.
Sure. That would be ideal for a small town like Monticello as well.
Yeah.
You could travel the whole county.
Yep. Yeah. And so those are just some of the things that are percolating. Huh?
Percolating.
See? Good pun.
Well played.
We're hoping to outgrow our space, but we've also come to accept that if this is where God keeps us, then we will make the best of it while we're there.
Now, you are not traveling now, like caffeinated thoughts briefings, things like that. You're currently not doing that. But if people are listening and would like to get hold of you and get hold of your coffee, and by doing so, not only get some very good coffee, but also support missions, how would they do that?
Well, there's a few ways. We are working on our website, which is missioncupcoffee.com. We've updated the website recently, and we're working to build a store that people can order online. We've had it in the past, but we're revamping things to work better.
Okay.
We're also on Facebook, Mission Cup Coffee. If people want to order before we get the store, our phone number's on there. They can message us. They can email us, and we will get coffee to them. And we are located at 209 East 1st Street in Monticello. If people are on the road in this direction, Tuesday through Saturday from 6 to 11 a.m., we are there.
Oh, it sounds like a real tourist attraction there in Monticello.
We're hoping it becomes that. We just recently painted the building a bright yellow and blue, so people can't miss us anymore. So we're hoping that, it becomes kind of the go-to place when you're in the area.
Oh, great.
Well, I know one of the things, just even as you were working on the building last year, because I remember following the journey on Facebook as mm-hmm. you were doing that, you walk into the building and you have a map of the world on the wall.
Yeah, a dear friend and sister in Christ of ours is an artist, and I had been on Pinterest, and I saw a coffee shop in Indonesia that had a world map on the wall, and I sent her a picture, and I said, can we do this? And she said, absolutely. And so through her, whatever she does, she had a laminated world map that she worked off of. We put the longitude and latitude lines on the wall, and she went to work, and we have this beautiful contrasted from the wall color world map. And we have India, the place in India where we go is pinpointed now, and we're hoping to add red dots to our map as we expand.
Oh, that is terrific. You know, I wonder if you could get into all of the local churches to be their official coffee of their church. There might be a market there.
We would love to do that. We do have a church in Council Bluffs mm-hmm. who has been partnering with the ministry in India for many years. And so through that connection, they now serve our coffee. It's First Christian Church in Council Bluffs.
Mm-hmm.
And they serve our coffee in their church now as well. So that is something that I don't know where the Lord is leading us as far as getting the coffee out to other locations, but I've always felt that kind of churches were the market that we were going to be going to. So
do you feel like that's part of your vision going forward to be able to be a distributor of coffee to other locations as opposed to just locally there in your shop?
In the beginning, I thought that's what the goal was to try and get into stores and coffee shops. We've tried some different little things that haven't really taken off. And so we've just been praying and thinking about, you know, what it looks like. Obviously we want people to come to the shop. It's because everyone who walks through the door, it's an opportunity to be Christ to them, to be Christ-like to them, and to show our faith to them and to share the gospel if given the opportunity. So that's where we really want people. But also it's about getting the message out of who we are and what we're about and garnering more support for missions that way. So we're still trying to figure out where God is going to lead us on that.
Well, that is an exciting journey, no doubt.
This is 99.3 FM. You are listening to the Truth Business Network, and our guest today is Jen Jones. She and her husband, Freddie, own Mission Cup Coffee in Monticello, and you can go to missioncupcoffee.com to find out more about that. And you said, Jen, you are upgrading your ordering system. Can people order online right now, or is that...
We don't have it set up on the website yet. That's coming soon.
Okay.
But if they contact us through the Facebook page, you can contact us through the website. If you're interested in placing an order, and we will get a hold of you, and we will make sure that you can get some coffee. We will get an order out to you. So we have a way of doing it. We just don't have it streamlined online yet.
Okay. Now, your focus obviously is missions. You are currently and Mission Cup Coffee is focusing on mission in India. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, so all the support is going to work in India. India is a very small country with only about 1.25 billion people. So a small mission field. Now, in terms of types of coffee, what is it that you offer to consumers?
Well, we have a very simple operation. When you come into the shop, for example, we don't have espresso machine and lots of different options. We have pour over coffee, which I manually brew the coffee every morning myself. And then we do iced coffee or cold brew coffee as well.
Okay. Well, we will be back with Jen Jones here on 99.3 FM. This is the Truth Business Network. Stick around on the other side of this commercial break, and we'll hear more about Mission Cup Coffee in Monticello. Welcome back to the Truth Business Network program here on 99.3 FM. And just by way of reminder, if you are in the metro area of Des Moines any given Wednesday, we invite you to join us for the in-person Truth Business Networking, a Christian networking group that meets from noon to one for anyone in business. It's a marketplace network group, so you do have the opportunity to visit with people, network with people, but we also work on encouraging one another to live out our faith in the marketplace. We have on air with us and by phone Jen Jones, who is doing just that in a very direct way. Jen and her husband, Freddie, are owners of Mission Cup Coffee, and they have a storefront in Monticello, Iowa, but also have a website, missioncupcoffee.com, and Facebook page. And Jen, you were telling us just before the break some of the different coffees you have available there in the store. Finish out that list of the things that people can get there in your store or ordering from you.
Okay. So as I was saying before, in our store, we don't have an espresso machine. We serve pour-over coffee and cold brew. We also sell our beans for sale in the store. We have coffees from Ethiopia, Guatemala, Brazil, Tanzania, and I feel like I'm missing. Oh, we have a new one, a blend called Jumpstart, which is extra caffeine. And then Ooh. Depending on, people have actually kind of shied away from that one. When I tell them it's got extra caffeine, not many people are willing to try it, but it is good stuff.
I would. Yep.
I think you've just got a customer. Off air, we'll give you Joel's address and credit card number.
I would try it just for that. Yeah.
Just for the jolt.
Yep.
It's good stuff. It will definitely get your motor running. And then depending on the growing seasons of these countries, sometimes we will substitute other coffees just depending on what's available. But those are kind of our staple coffees right now. And then we do Fell a little bit, not much. We do have decaf available for people who need that as well.
Do you have like extra decaf that helps people go to sleep, or that probably doesn't go that way, does it?
No, I don't think it goes that way. I don't think so. So we sell the coffee. We on our shelves, we sell whole bean. That's how we prefer to sell it, but we can grind it for people if they need to have it ground. We just like to sell it in the bean form because it stays fresher longer that way.
Sure.
So, and then in the shop, we have scones and muffins, and we're looking at expanding our menu a little bit to do some breakfast sandwiches. So that may be coming in the near future.
Very good. So if you are in the Monticello area, folks, stop by Mission Cup Coffee. There, your address again is?
209 East 1st Street.
Okay. And it is a bright yellow building on the corner of the street and alley. They are open Tuesdays through Saturdays, 6 a.m. to 11 a.m. So you'll want to get out early and stop by for some wonderful coffee and baked goods. All of this is focused, though, on mission. And the thing that has really blended together was Freddie's trip to India. You guys are focused on a specific ministry there that you want people to know about.
Right. So we talked a little bit about, you know, when my first trip to India was in 2017 with my husband, and we were there for about 10 days, and I fell in absolute love with the ministry there. It's the Grace Christian Ministry in Kerala, India, and they are a church planting ministry. They have pastors not only in Kerala, India, but also in northern India, in Bihar and Orissa. Those states, Bihar is less than 1% Christian. And so there's a need for the gospel throughout India. Specifically, Bihar is a very, very unreached area. Grace Christian Ministry also has a Bible college where they're training up pastors with the hopes of them going out and planting churches. So just absolutely fell in love with the people and the work that they were doing in 2017. That was in February. And then that fall, we went back for a month in October, and just so we could really get to know the ministry better and visit some of the churches and just really spend some quality time there. And, you can show all the pictures you want. You can show videos. You can tell all the stories. But until you experience India, you can't do it justice. And the need for the gospel there is just so overwhelming. There are over 30 million gods in the Hindu religion that are worshipped there. There are so many people walking in darkness, who many of which have never heard the name of Christ.
Wow.
And so just really have a heart for that nation and that ministry. So a lot, over 50% of our profits are designated to go to Grace Christian Ministry to help support the work that they're doing there. And what our prayer is that as we grow, Lord willing, as we grow, that we are able to expand to help other ministries. Our church has a relationship with a ministry in Ethiopia. And we've met that gentleman a few times. He ministers to street children in the capital city of Ethiopia. And so, you know, the fact that there's people in this world who have never heard the name of Christ to know the hope of the gospel should cause all of us to just pause. And what are we doing to make our lives count, to make the glory of Christ known to the nations? And so that's what Mission Cup is all about. And I needed this today to remind myself and my husband of why we're doing this. So when I'm getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning to come here and do this work, that's why. And so all of us who are in Christ have to look at our lives and what are we doing? What can we do? What has God gifted us with? What has God blessed us with to be able to make his name known to those who have never heard it?
You know, there's a lot of reasons to wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning to go to work, but I've never heard of a reason better than yours.
And that's what gets me out of bed in the morning. Is that's what we're doing. right? That's the purpose that God has laid in front of us each day. And so we do it.
Yeah, that's great. You know, I think that presence of a mission is so important. It's the motivating factor. I know my business is very similar in that way too, that my mission is more to serve God than it is to make pizzas. And so I'm with you. I know exactly what you're talking about. And I'll tell you from firsthand experience, that faith and that mission and that drive will help get you through some of the more difficult times, because there's a reason to keep going. There's a reason much better than just yourself to keep going. So I just encourage you to keep moving, because I have a feeling you've got a much bigger platform in the future for yourself and your business and your customers.
Right. Yeah. You know, there have been days where I've sat in this shop and there have been very few people that have come in, and I think to myself, great, what am I doing wrong? What do I need to do more of? What should I do less of? How do I get people to come through the door? And it's just that constant reminder of every person that walks through that door, God brings there, and He's in charge, and it's not about my bottom line. It's about doing what I'm supposed to be doing, and God has laid on my heart to come to this shop every morning and make coffee and baked goods and to love people when they come through the door. And so that's the mindset I have when I come in, is that, God, help me to be your hands and feet today, and use me. And if it's 3 people, if it's 40 people, whatever that is, thank you.
Well, it sounds like you're creating a buzz around the area.
Yeah. Well, Jen, I want to thank you for taking your time this morning, because I know you stepped out of the store to be with us and visit. If you have interest in getting Mission Cup Coffee into your church, go to missioncupcoffee.com or look them up on Facebook. You can also visit their store in Monticello Tuesdays through Saturdays, 6 a.m. to 11. Thank you so much, Jen, and thank Freddie for your work and your heart for proclaiming the gospel through coffee. This is 99.3 FM, The Truth. This is 99.3 FM, The Truth. John DeSaunier, station manager here at the station on the Truth Business Network. We are very glad you are on the other side listening to us. And I am very glad to have in the studio for this final segment, Carl Schaphorst. Carl is with Sandler Sales Training. You can go to the website for Central Iowa Sandler Sales Training, iowasales.net. And let me tell you in advance, this is not traditional sales. This is what they would refer to, and I would agree, this is professional sales training, because they not only walk you through what the selling process is, but actually train you in how to be a true sales professional. Carl, one of the things that you do in that sales training is you help us basically get away from some of the myths of selling, and also sometimes some of the self-talk that comes with selling. One of the things that you have said is that sales should never be about, and I will put myself in there as the salesperson, sales should never be about me.
Right, right.
It often becomes that. How do we get there? How do we get out of it? How does Sandler help with that?
Yeah, you know, again, in a traditional setting, you know, salespeople, they're commission-driven people. They're trying to make a buck, and you know, the prospects can't help but think that the salesperson really just wants to make the sale so that they can make money. Traditionally speaking, a lot of prospects are nervous about salespeople, because the thought is that they really don't care about what the prospect is trying to accomplish. They're really not concerned about the prospect. They're more concerned about making the sale, and it creates this traditional posturing where the prospect is nervous and they're misleading and they don't want to engage with the salespeople because they really believe that the agendas are not aligned. And so what we train at Sandler is that, look, folks, if you want people to buy from you, you have to make sure that they truly believe that you care more about the prospect than you do about yourself. And heck, the you know, Jesus basically was teaching us that, right?
I mean,
love your neighbor more than yourself. Folks, we've got to bring that into sales. What I love about this is that if your prospects really can see that you truly do care about them, if they sense, and it's not easy to get there, I can't just say to you, John, hey, John, I care more about you, because they're not going to believe me.
Right.
I mean, it has to be done through how you manage the situation, how you create this feeling, this emotion, where you empathize with their issues, you listen to what they have to say instead of telling them what you got. And boy, I tell you what, though, if you can get to a place where the prospect really knows that you care about them, they'll want what you sell. They'll absolutely want what you sell, because they know that you'll care for their need the way that, and by the way, they'll not only want what you have, but they'll pay margin for it. They'll actually see that your product perhaps is unique. It's better, not because of what the product is, but because of how you make them feel in that moment.
The genuine value of selling comes not just from the actual product, but really from the whole selling process.
Yes. And I tell you what, to get to that place, you really have to come from a nurturing position, one that's loaded with empathy. You have to ask really good questions, not stupid questions, not leading questions. And you have to let the prospect really genuinely tell you what their issues are and tell you how to sell them. And I'm going to tell you what, 15 years in sales, and I didn't know how to do that. It was all about my product. It was all about me making the sale. And I, in retrospect, can see that's how I did it. But Sandler has certainly changed the script on that. And now it's just more about me just listening and letting the prospect tell me what their issues are. And when they do that, and when they see us listening and actually caring about the situations they are in and potentially the solutions we could provide, the prospects begin to sense that we truly do care about them.
This is the opportunity you have to improve your true sales professionalism through Sandler Sales. You can go to iowasales.net for more information. This has been the Truth Business Network on 99.3 FM. Thanks for listening. We'll look forward to having you back next week.